Good morning and welcome to the Health and Aging Show, where we talk about the joys and the challenges of growing older in this great state. And we talk to local experts about what they see happening as people age, as well as the services that are available for you and your loved one. I'm your host, Jason McDermott, and I'm joined with my co-host, Tammy Madrid. Tammy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing well, doing well. Sometimes me saying the whole good morning thing, I feel like a game show host.
You're on your way to becoming a DJ.
Yeah, I know. I feel it. I feel it. You know, it's funny. After the show, I always end up going home and, you know, talking to the family like, Dad, you sound weird. It's just funny. Well, we got an exciting show this morning. We have some realtors here, which is a nice follow-up from our mortgage, a show that we had a few weeks back. So we have Catherine Gilmore Mosley, and we also have Janie Gilmore with
Daniels.
That's right. I think it was funny. It's such long names. I'm sure I'm going to mess up the whole show. So we'll keep it first name basis, and then I'll let you guys say it. But you guys are with Vista Incantata.
Incantata Realtors.
That's right. Don't worry, I mess everyone's name up. It's almost part of the show now. So, you know, kind of keeps people laughing and hopefully, you know, listening to us. So,
right.
So we're going to talk about wonderful things today. Talk about real estate and what you guys see here in Albuquerque in the market. We can kind of, I'll tell you what, Catherine, we will talk to you first, and you can kind of tell us a little about yourself and, you know, in the real estate business.
Okay. Thanks, Jason. So my name's Catherine Mosley, and I work together with my mother / business partner.
And awesome.
I've been doing this since pretty much right after I got out of college. I have degrees in geography and city and urban planning. And I joined my mom in residential real estate shortly after graduating college. And Janie has been selling since about 1992. Mm-hmm. And we love what we do. We help people buy and sell houses.
Which, from a personal experience, I got to say, you do. And honestly, yeah. You've been my realtor for 10 years. That's a long time and a lot of properties. But absolutely. You can tell you love what you do, and that's why you guys are here. I love you guys, and you guys do great.
Yeah.
Exciting about what we do is every deal is different. Every seller, every buyer is different. So it's really challenging to find the right situation, find that buyer the right home, find that seller the right place to go, whether it's upsizing, downsizing. We also stage. We also help them get their houses ready for the market. So we feel like in our small boutique type firm, we're really hands-on. We love to be a part of every part of this opportunity with our clients.
Janie is talking. So Janie, I want to go to you. Tell us a little bit about yourself too.
I've been doing this for 24 years. I love doing real estate. Sometimes it's a 7-day week job, and that's just what it is. So you get used to that.
Right.
I actually come from an art background. So I taught art in APS, and then I helped my husband with his insurance firm for a while. I also called on attorneys for a while and sold legal supplies. So I have kind of a interesting kind of things I do. But my best job ever is being a mom, and second best is being a realtor.
That's great. Oh, that's good. Good. I'm sure Catherine agrees.
Yeah, definitely agree. You know, I've been real active in our local real estate board. I've served as a director. I've been community chairperson for years. A lot of people don't know, but our board of realtors does a lot of other things. We serve the Title I APS homeless kids.
I did not know that.
Yeah, we do. In fact, we're right now just doing our promotion where we're going to host 19 schools, and we'll provide every child either a luncheon party where every kid gets a gift. We make sure that every kid, some gifts are real specific to the child, and then like our high schoolers, we give them stockings with wonderful goodies in them that they can use and take.
Really?
That's awesome.
Last year we gave over 570 gifts. gifts.
Wow.
Yeah. So our real estate community, and we do serve other charities too. There's lots of charities that our realtors work with. So
that's great.
What a great thing to be a part of.
Yeah. Oh, really is.
And how long have they been doing, I guess, the charity work?
Title I Homeless, we've been on that for 10 years. And when we adopted it, we realized that there was over 3,000 children in the APS system that were actually deemed they could qualify for the Title I Homeless. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that child is homeless, but it means that that child might live with an aunt or an uncle or a grandparent and have limited funds. And what Title I just wants to do is keep those children in school. So they provide them snacks, they provide them extra tutoring sites and that type of thing.
The tools that they would need to stay in school. That's great.
Exactly. So we thought as a board, what better charity to get involved with is someone that doesn't have homes, because we sell homes.
Right.
This is a perfect opportunity for us. And honestly, it's been more of a blessing for our realtors than probably the people that we have served. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm sure the people you serve would disagree. That's great. So tell us a little bit about Vista Encantada.
Well, Vista Encantada is an incredible little boutique firm. We have probably 14 realtors in our agenda. Kirsten Johnson is our broker, and she actually serves on the Real Estate Commission and has served as a Board of Realtors president, too. Very, very sharp person. We're all of us, the eight that are really active realtors, are very hands-on, very much a part of the team, and we all take that client from A to Z in the either whether it be buying or selling process.
I think it's great. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think it's great because you guys are small and you are a small local company.
We're a small local business, and our focus is really just on excellent service versus a huge amount of sales.
Absolutely.
And we love what we do, and part of what we love is getting to know the people. And I think in order to do that, you know.
Well, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to hit you with some questions here. We're going to start talking about some topics, which hopefully we'll get going through this through our show here. Let's talk about the Albuquerque market. I'm sure everybody wants to know, I mean, from your guys' professional opinion, how's the Albuquerque real estate market?
Great. I'll give it to Catherine.
So the market is good, and we're seeing an improvement probably since about 2012 when we look at numbers for average sales prices. Are we seeing appreciation? And we have been seeing appreciation. It's slow. It's not huge increases since about 2012. And if anyone's interested, our Association of Realtors has a good website, and we put out statistics monthly, quarterly, and yearly.
What is that website?
So they could go to www.gaar, which is Greater Albuquerque Association of Realtors.com. And when you go to that page, you scroll down and it's on the bottom left. And I think the type is gray, and it's market statistics. So if anyone was interested, it shows you the breakdown of areas.
Is that quarterly or monthly?
You can look at it quarterly, monthly, and yearly. And I believe it goes back to 2007.
Wow.
And then they have an archive section if you had any interest in looking back further than that. But to answer your question, we see the market really moving. We see appreciation, albeit slow, and we also see a greater number of sales. It's increasing slightly every year.
Any increase, I think, in the market is a positive thing.
And
positive direction.
Sold more houses in 2016 than 2015.
Really? That's good to hear. Absolutely.
Right, yeah.
Everyone always wants to know, is it a time to sell? Is it a time to buy? I mean, what's the time?
Well, you know, we used to have traditional markets. We used to have traditional market was October. It would actually be probably April through October. And that was a traditional market. That's when more houses went on, more houses sold. But it's funny, in the last couple of years, we've had kind of, I don't know what's happened. We haven't had a traditional market where a couple of years ago, January was a phenomenal month for the whole Albuquerque Association. And, you know, then, and it was slower in September. So, you know, it just depends. But rates are so darn good. Yep. I mean, 3.75 up to 4. I mean, the rates are just phenomenal.
They are, absolutely.
And they're up and down. So if you're looking to buy or sell, you might just want to really watch those rates rates before you lock in an interest rate.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Which is funny because we did have some mortgage professionals on our show a couple weeks ago, and same thing. I mean, just what a great time to get into market.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so, even if rates have gone up a tiny bit since the election, we're still at historically low rates. So from that perspective, it's a great time for people to buy.
That's
great. I also think it's a good time to sell. This year, we've, at the beginning of the year, our inventory of homes was started out probably under 4,000 homes on the market. Yep. And when I say the market, that's the entire Albuquerque metro area. So we're looking at Bernalillo. It encompasses Los Lunas, the East Mountains, Placidas, Rio Rancho, Corrales. So what we saw quite a bit this year was multiple offer situations on homes, and particularly, I would say, first-time home.
Right. Well, I tell you what, Dad, I'm going to cut you off, Catherine,
because
they're about ready to throw something at me. I tell you what, we are going to take a break, so don't go away. You're listening to the Health and Aging Show on KTBL. Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott. I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have a loved one who's getting older and needs some assistance, Mariposa Home Health has caregivers who can assist as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with transportation, bathing, and meal preparation, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. Call Mariposa today at 505-234-1744. Or visit their website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. That's M-A-R-I-P-O-S-A, homehealth.com. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking with Catherine and Janie with Vista Encantada Realtors, and we've kind of just been talking about the Albuquerque market, and Catherine was giving us her insight, which her insight sounds excellent.
Yes.
I mean, definitely, I think any direction in a positive direction is always good compared to, I'm sure, some other places in the United States.
Right.
So Albuquerque is definitely a great place to buy and sell still, in my opinion. And it sounds like from your guys' opinion as well, too.
Absolutely.
So we can talk about some great topics, you know, that kind of we talked about over the break, and we could talk about some downsizing. You want to jump right in, we can talk about, I guess people, when they're retiring, maybe, they're empty nesters and they want to downsize their house. You know, maybe they're living in a 4,000 square foot house. And
We see a lot of that. And sometimes how we suggest that the people start is maybe they let us take them out and look at what they could move into. How could they fit their life into a smaller place? So sometimes we kind of begin with backwards, seeing kind of what's available.
Right.
Could they make that adjustment? Could they get rid of 5 rooms because they're
right.
going from 4,000 square feet to 1,800 square feet.
Right.
And then they find something. Yes, indeed. We definitely want to downsize. We want to go to one level. We want to go to less yard.
Right.
We want to go easy care. This is the last home we're going to buy. We say, perfect. Now let's get your house ready for the market. So we do a pretty intensive look at their house. You know, do we need to get it painted? Do we need to get it the stucco done? Do we want to do a pre-inspection to make sure that all of the mechanical, plumbing, electrical, roof, everything's in good condition?
Right.
We kind of organize that.
The pre-inspection has been a really successful thing that we've sort of incorporated into our business. One of the largest things that causes a transaction to fall apart is the inspections, where all of the issues are uncovered. And so we've found that suggesting to our sellers getting that inspection done prior to listing their home, then the ball's kind of in our court and we can address those issues and
and fix whatever.
For example, if the house needs a new roof and we know that up front, well, maybe we put a new roof on and maybe we price it differently versus getting into the transaction and we've negotiated down on our price and now we find out the buyer doesn't want to buy it because it needs a roof.
It needs a roof, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's a great service.
So I didn't mean to cut you off, Janie, but there's a lot that goes into the preparation where we guide people through
And we have a fabulous list of vendors that we can recommend to you, too. And I'll just throw that out there, too. If someone just needs information, we're happy to have them call us, and we can let them know who's good in the market, who does good work.
So. Well, I'm glad you said that.
Great.
Let's give you a nice plug for how to contact you, because I know we'll start talking, and I'll forget. And the next thing you know, everyone's like, well, how do we get a hold of those people? Well, I'll tell you what, Jane, I'll give it to you. Why don't you go ahead and give us some contact information
sure.
if our listeners would like to contact you.
So mine, best way to get me, 7 days a week, unless I'm at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, and then my message you'll say you can't get me. I'm at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. So it's 259-0502, area code 505. And Catherine is 463-0680. And you can call either of us. We return every call every day. And I always tell people, if you didn't get a call back, I'm either dead or didn't get the message.
Well, we hope that. We hope that's not the problem.
Right.
We hope
Definitely.
You're at the bottom of the Grand Canyon having a nice time.
Yeah, so the real estate process is really a process. And that's what we like to tell people. It's not a rush process. It's a process. You kind of have to see, okay, we want to downsize. How do we do this? Or we want to upsize. How do we do this? And so we kind of try to see what your needs are and take you out and watch you. I can usually tell in 15 minutes what a buyer's going to like or not like. I can watch the way they move through a house, and then I can know how to shop. And I have to put in a little plug for Catherine. I always say she's got a black belt in shopping for homes for people.
She's
like the ninja in finding perfect things for people. Like, even if it's one of my clients, she's emailing me stuff at 12 o'clock at night. This will probably work for blah, blah, blah. Or this will probably work for this one.
And that's something we can definitely talk about. I think staging is huge. I mean, I'm sure any realtor and any person would know.
We're big believers in staging. And I have to tell you that it takes a lot of time. And it, I feel, is a value that we really bring to our sellers. We charge a small move-in, move-out fee. And really, that just covers, we oftentimes hire a guy with a truck because it goes faster. So we have our own set of furniture, towels, light staging, and we move that around. But I'm a big believer in it. I think that it makes the house photograph so much better.
Absolutely.
It's not just a blank room where you're looking at four walls. There's actually some dimension. And when people go to show the house in person, it's not so cold and echoey when it's staged.
And that brings me to the downsizing. So let's just say you have a person who's lived in his house for 25 years. They're going to have 25 years of stuff.
I've had people have every Life magazine ever published. I've had one guy that had 32 guitars.
Wow.
You name it. But we just say, you know what? This is beautiful. And the way you live in a house and the way you sell a house are two different things.
That's good advice.
So if you want us to help you, we would love to.
Right.
And if you don't, we don't. But
I think
just
that's
let
a huge, huge service. Yeah. I really do, I believe.
It's great.
And sometimes people can't do it. I mean, and we will offer them an afternoon of, we'll roll up our sleeves, put on our blue jeans, and we say, is it okay if we move the furniture away from the walls? Can we twist this couch? Can we turn this rug?
Right.
I'm
sure people are real particular about their personal things.
It's
going to lead me to a kind of story we're going to talk about during the break, Jane. Now I'm going to put a little pressure on you here. Tell us a little, do you have I don't want to say a horror story, it's probably the one, but how about a funny story?
I do have a funny story. One time this lady said, I just can't do this. I just can't do this. Can I just leave for 3 hours and you just do it? Do whatever you want to do. I'm okay with it. And so my assistant and I went in and we started working and twisting and turning and picking up things and putting them in the garage and rearranging. And she had this fabulous Nicho and she had this pot that was just killer. And I looked inside and there was a little styrofoam thing. And I said, perfect. These cattails will go in. And I stuck those cattails in. And so then she came back and, she looked around her house. Oh, my. This is fabulous. Oh, my. She looked at the Nicho with the pot and she says, that was my ex-husband, Jerome. I said, my goodness, that was his urn? I am so sorry. And she says, I'm glad you poked him. He needed it in the end anyway.
Well, hopefully he liked cattails.
Yeah. He liked cattails. We all had a pretty good laugh. And she actually left the cattails in there with Jerome because she felt like it really looked good on him.
So to our listeners, word of advice, if there's a vase sitting around, please tell them.
We're not going to defile any of her. Trust me. I learned my lesson on that one.
That's wonderful. wonderful. Yeah. You told me that earlier, and I just thought that was so funny.
Sometimes people just need a little help. You know, they just need someone else to say, yeah.
Well, it's their home, and they've been living there for so many years.
Right, and they're, you know, they can't see what you guys can see when you walk in and how things would look, not necessarily better, but different in a way that would still work with the flow of the house for them.
Yeah, sometimes, I've even taken somebody, picked them up, taken them to a model home and said, okay, let's look at this model home. What do you see?
Right.
And then I'll say, now let's go back and look at your house and what do you see?
Oh, that's
what
a great idea.
What do we need to do?
Right.
What do we need to do this, turn this into a model home? So the minute that buyer hits that front door, it's painted, it smells good. They walk in. They feel comfortable. We tell them lights, camera, action. Okay. So when you're going to have a buyer, you turn on all the lights. You put on whatever mood music you want. Maybe you have a small candle going, or you bake a loaf of bread. You know, we used to always tell somebody bake a pie,
right.
Bake a loaf of bread. You know,
smart, right?
Yeah.
Light a Yankee candle or something.
Right.
At least smells like you're cooking something, right?
But I'll tell you, the people that properly prepare their house for the market are the ones that are successful, because as soon as that house goes on the market, that, you know, there are buyers that are constantly searching Zillow, Trulia, mm-hmm. all the different sites. The minute that house hits the market, you're going to have your grander chance of selling that house right away for more money if you prepare it right.
Right.
And put it on when you're ready. And so
I'm a full believer. Get the professionals involved. I really am. I mean, and there's a lot that I know we haven't talked about. I mean, you guys do marketing for houses. You guys do. I mean, there's a lot you guys do that I think people really don't take into consideration when you're hiring a realtor, what goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah, there really is. We do a lot of pre-preparation because we've been in the marketplace for so long and we have realtors we love to work with. We kind of lots of times will pre-market something even before we put it on the market to realtors that we love. We know we're going to bring a great successful transaction to
that happened property. To me personally. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Catherine sold my house before she even got a chance to list it by just talking to other realtors.
Yeah, we did.
So I agree. I definitely
think that's awesome.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have some more great topics coming up here. I thank you, ladies. We're going to take a break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott. I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have a loved one who's getting older and needs some assistance, Mariposa Home Health has caregivers who can help as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with transportation, bathing, meal preparation, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. Call Mariposa today at 505-234-1744 or visit their website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. That's MARIPOSA homehealth.com. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking with Catherine and Janie about downsizing and Albuquerque's real estate and some great topics we've been going over. And I kind of want to pick up where we left off because, you know, definitely I think downsizing, you know, what a lot of retirees or, you know, mm-hmm. empty nesters, you know, are hopefully listening to the show and are considering either downsizing or other options that we can talk about maybe they want to consider. Which I'll give it to you, Janie. Tell me.
Well, sometimes, and interestingly enough, in our Albuquerque market, we've had quite a bit. We've had retirees moving into the Albuquerque market too. So they come to Albuquerque, whether they were here in the service or they traveled through to come to Santa Fe for a little vacation, and they're like, "Oh my gosh, 365 days of sunshine! This is awesome!"
Right.
But sometimes people will start thinking, "Well, I kind of want to downsize, but I'm not sure if I really want to sell my home. Maybe I just want to rent it for a while and see how I feel."
Which is
Or maybe I want to buy a second home and just rent it. Or we've had a lot of clients that start deciding, you know, my money is doing nothing in, you know, securities. So maybe I'm going to start buying a few houses and that rental income will be my retirement.
Right.
So we've had different, you know, and we highly advise on, you know, with the areas that we see are really good rental areas, what, you know, we're not involved in property management, but we have a pretty good idea of what, you know, those areas bring and so forth. So if that's something that somebody's interested in, we can help in that area too.
Absolutely, absolutely. And has that come across? Has somebody come to you like, you know, let's look at a second home instead of downsizing and maybe rent out that their bigger home that they're emptying? Is that happened a lot?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we've even had people that, you know, had their house on the market and it didn't sell. But then I said, well, you know, you ought to consider this house was in Placidus. Maybe consider the vacation rental market. And that guy did so good with that. He's got that thing booked, like, I'd say 50 weeks a year.
What is that? And Catherine said it was a VRBO. Is that right?
VRBO. Yeah, we've had a couple of clients that have had a lot of success with VRBO. And then other people, it's too much. They don't want to. Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Right.
But the neat thing about it is then if they would, like this particular client lives in Dallas, has this house in Placidus, so if he and his grown children at some point want to come back and visit, they just book themselves out a week. Right. So that's and the great. Property's actually making him money now. So it's, you know, there's
light bulb
of
moment. That's right. That's right. That's great. That's great. You know, it's funny. We bought our house. Actually, Catherine was our realtor. We bought our house and the people we bought it from were downsizing. So, I mean, in my opinion, it's such a great thing for not only buyers and sellers. I think it's great all around. I mean, as a buyer, I love to buy a house that has some history. Someone's been there 21 years. They've raised a family in it. They've moved on. Absolutely. I think it's great.
I have an interesting story. I had a client who was selling her father's home, and he was a mailman for years and years and years, and they lived pretty meagerly on their, you know, what they lived on and so forth, but they knew he collected stamps. Well, when they were getting ready to move out, I said, you know, you really ought to check that attic because that attic, you know, you just ought to make sure that have you looked there. So they finally popped up in the attic and they found over $1 million in stamp collections.
Wow.
So my client, who was a CPA, ended up quitting her CPA business and became a full-time stamp collector.
You're kidding.
Yeah, and was able to quit her job and live this life. So
what a great thing.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So when you're downsizing, check the attic.
Too. Right.
I was hoping to turn into horse or like there's a whole bunch of old mail up there. Like, man, you're kidding me. That's great. That's great.
Awesome.
Well, or as a buyer, I'd be sure to check your attics. Absolutely. Yes. What a great opportunity. Absolutely. So, you know, as far as the second homes, I kind of want to, you know, touch on that a little because I know maybe some of our listeners are looking to maybe, you know, increase their portfolio, their retirement portfolio, maybe thinking about a second home and, or, you know, second home to rent or just a, you know, an investment property. I'll kind of give it to you, Catherine. I know you've sold some real estate for investment purposes.
Yeah, I have. We help people with investment properties. And like Janie said, we don't do any property management, but we could direct you to a couple of different recommendations.
Right.
Yeah. If people don't want to manage it themselves, but generally the folks that I've helped kind of stay usually below the $200,000 price point.
Right.
And they're looking to make about between 7% and 8% on their money. And we've been able to do that successfully.
That's great. That's great.
So that's better than their money would do sitting in the bank.
And I'm sure you guys have some great contacts if they needed help with property management. Because I know some people,
absolutely.
Yeah, they don't want to do anything with, you know, a property that they purchased. They don't want to do light bulbs. They don't want to deal with that.
We have a killer vendor list. We have our guys that are just, will do anything for us. They're the best.
That's great.
Which again, I can comment personal experience. You guys do. I mean, definitely your guys' vendors are great. Absolutely. So I guess, you guys definitely help people. I kind of want to more talk about the statings. I think that's such a great service. You guys, let's talk about how you want to prepare a house, I'm assuming, for your maximum profit. Isn't that the goal?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's why you're in business. That's honestly why people hire you. I mean, they want to get the most out of they can for selling these houses, whether it's downsizing, whether it's whatever they want to do. So I'm assuming that's the goal. Am I correct?
Right. They want to realize the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time, generally.
And I'm sure you get this all the time. I got to ask you, is there times when people are like, you know what, my house is worth $500,000, and you guys are like, well, no, it's going to sell for $200,000. You know, I mean, I could see that conversation happening.
Oh, yeah. Right. And you know what we just do then? We just kiss them on the top of their head and say when they're ready to sell it where the market wants to buy it,
right.
We'll help them. We'd love to help them. We just kiss them.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I'm never at that point.
No, but it's hard. And, you know, sometimes, too, I have to say that it's been our experience that sometimes Zillow will come across with a rate or a price that's so inaccurate. And they said, well, Zillow says my house is worth this. And I'm saying, but what our data shows us and what an appraiser is going to look at when that buyer buys that house, you know, usually they're going to get a mortgage, which will also involve an appraisal.
Mm.
And that house has to appraise. And if it doesn't appraise, and if there's no comps to support it,
right,
then unfortunately we might not be successful. So
right,
we do really have to look at the data that's available. And then we can, you know, we can add on a little bit. So say there's a pool or there's a phenomenal kitchen or the whole house is remodeled. Then we can add on a little bit for those kinds of things. But, you know, it's unfortunate that sometimes people do this very extensive, very expensive remodel, and they expect to get, you know, the $40,000 out of, you know, they say they spent $40,000. Well, we, whatever the market is, we want $40,000 more for our remodel. Unfortunately, the market doesn't always support that.
Right. Well, yeah, there's a lot of home improvement shows.
That, yeah.
People think that, you know, if they spend $200,000 on home improvements, then they're going to get $250,000 extra.
So, right. So, in other words, there's not always a dollar for dollar return on your investment on those
things.
What
we do tell people is, if you're thinking about doing this and you know you need to kind of revamp the house, talk to us first. It may be, you know, I've even coached people for 6-7 years where they call me every year and say, okay, we did this. Now, what do we need to do here?
Oh, wow.
You know, and, you know, they want to know, what kind of appliances should I buy?
That's
what
great.
Do I need to put in granite?
That's
do I need
great.
To put in linoleum?
And that's
and
a good,
sometimes
know.
They want that consultation. I mean, you can over-improve a house for an area. And
that's a good, I'm glad you're saying this, because that, you know, I'm assuming this consultation is free, correct?
I mean, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good, opener for dialogue.
Absolutely.
To start out. Again, so I'm going to ask you guys for your information again, because I think that's a great place for, even if a person had a question, hey, I might want to sell in a couple years or a year.
And we're always happy to offer free advice. So call us anytime if you have a question, like with regards to what we're talking about and seeking direction and improvements. If you know you want to sell, but maybe not for a year or 6 months, we're always happy to.
Absolutely.
We'd even come by, or if you just want to call us.
You guys do some pretty great stuff. I don't want to give away all the tricks of the trade, but let me tell you one thing you guys do that as a personally that I loved is when you buy a house, you guys bring us our dinner for the first night. I mean,
I think that
was fabulous.
We love that.
Awesome.
Yeah. We love that. Well, you've given us the opportunity to get to know you, to either help you buy a house or sell a house. And while you're moving in, you're exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
My wife about cried when you guys brought us dinner the first night.
I'm so glad to hear that. So for us, it's just really a neat opportunity to do something nice for you because you've given us this opportunity.
Well, let's get your contact information one more time before we go to break here up. Catherine, go ahead.
My cell phone is the best way to contact me, and that's area code 505-463-0680.
And Janie, how about yourself?
505-259-0502.
Well, that is excellent. Well, I tell you what, we have some great stuff to talk about still, but we're going to go to a break, so don't go away. You're listening to the Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott. I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have a loved one who's getting older and needs some assistance, Mariposa Home Health has caregivers who can help as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with transportation, bathing, meal preparation, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. Call Mariposa Home Health today at 505-234-1744 or visit their website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. That's MARIPOSA homehealth.com. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking with Catherine and Janie with Vista Encantada, realtor. Boy, I tell you, I'm just having a hard time speaking today. But exactly. Today, every show, Jason. But anyways, we've been talking about downsizing the real estate market. We've been talking about good dinners that you guys provide right. on the first time, which again I think is amazing.
I think that's a great benefit in itself.
Yeah,
I mean,
it really is. And then and really we've been talking about the services you guys offer, and you know, something we're kind of talking about over the break that I think people need to realize, you know, that it's a great service to have a realtor on board. I know there's a lot of people on the internet that, you know, I'm going to sell this, you know, save whatever money I can and sell this place, you know, for sale by owner. And honestly, I've bought and sold some properties, and I'd highly recommend getting a realtor. And there's many reasons, and maybe you guys can elaborate why.
Well, it's just a different marketplace than it used to be so many years ago. When I began, it was a two-page form, and we didn't have inspections. And, I mean, it was a whole different ball game. You had your uncle and your dad come over and look at the roof, and they said, okay, yep, it's good.
Right.
But nowadays, it's different. I mean, it's pages and pages of contract, and it's inspections, and it's this and it's that. And you need a really qualified person to help you through the process. They need to understand what's reasonable, what's not reasonable. We need to keep the whole contract, the purchase agreement, in check, and follow the rules, follow the dates that's been set aside in the contract. And, you know, I tell people sometimes you wouldn't have brain surgery without a brain surgeon.
Right.
Why would you try to do one of the most important transactions of your life, which is selling your home? Sometimes that's some people's biggest asset.
Right.
And why would they not hire a specialized person to do that,
to
a
do
licensed
that.
Realtor to help them with the transaction and make it nice, make it smooth, make it legal. You know, so I just think it's hugely important.
And that's important legal because things can come back on people.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and I've heard definitely horror stories, and I'm sure you guys have heard as well, too. I mean, you got to make sure all your, you know, your eyes are dotted.
It would just be scary to try to buy a home from somebody
who's selling by owner.
Yeah, that would be scary to me.
Well,
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
A lot of people won't. A lot of people, you know, would not even look at a for sale by owner.
Yeah.
And a lot of times if somebody is selling by owner and we're working with a buyer, I've had many times where I've contacted that seller and said, will you work with a realtor? Will you pay a commission so I can represent this buyer? And they're open to it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well,
we've had real success with that as well.
Right. Well,
another benefit for a seller to have a realtor is if you think about how they're going to market it. Sure, we have the internet today, so they can put it on Zillow and they can take great pictures and they can get exposure that way,
mm-hmm.
just like we can. But how are they going to show it?
Right.
If they have jobs, and then who are they going to be showing it to? Who are these people that are just going to be, whereas it's more controlled with a realtor.
Right, yeah.
So I think that part of it's huge, too.
I agree, because you don't want just some random person walking through your homes, you know, seeing all of your stuff. You just,
And
there's
the staging.
A safety measure, too. Absolutely.
I agree. Absolutely. And again, there's a reason why you guys are in the business. I mean, I'm a full believer in it, and I always have been. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, I think, like Janie, like you said, it's an important decision, and, you know, why not have a professional? I mean, I just can't see the benefit. It doesn't seem like the risks are worth the savings, in my opinion. Definitely having a professional, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely. is important. So.
Another thing that happens is when people are selling on their own, the buyer automatically assumes they can discount it by 3% or 6% since they don't have a realtor. So the buyer's already thinking, oh, well, they're selling by owner. They don't have to pay a realtor fee, so I'm just going to take this much off the price.
Right. That makes sense.
That's
right.
Funny.
So you may end up getting even less.
That's kind of the buyer mentality, that they think, oh, it's a for sale by owner, we can save money. So they're both thinking that.
Right.
Funny, but
not always the case, though.
I guess speaking of internet, do you guys have a website? You guys want to give a website out? People maybe can go and
we do have a website. It's VistaEncantada.com.
Now you better spell that one out, especially for people like me.
So it's Vista, V-I-S-T-A, Encantada is spelled E-N-C-A-N-T-A-D like in David, A. And that's our company website. And you can find Janie and I in our profiles and our contact information.
Great. And I'm assuming
on
you guys
website.
Have current listings on there.
Absolutely. Oh,
great, mm-hmm.
great.
And then, again, people that have questions or, you know, and again, I think even with all the people we do have on the show, we like to talk about, you know, just to call you with questions and consultation. I think
absolutely. We get calls all the time.
That's the whole reason, the whole reason of the show, really.
Yeah, and right. Really, even one time on Thanksgiving, I had this guy call me and want to know how to do gravy. Because I used to market to this particular area, and so he was like, "Hey, I don't want to buy or sell a house yet, but could you just tell me how to make gravy?" And I was like, "Well, better call my mom." So we established that his turkey was frozen, and he probably wasn't going to be making gravy. And the next thing I knew, my mom had invited him for Thanksgiving dinner. So I'm not promising that that's going to happen, but we do, and now I do know how to make gravy. So
that's a good opportunity.
But we're really happy to be of service. That's the biggest thing with Katz and I practice. I mean, we spend a lot of time just doing consultation, you know, preparing people, taking through the process, holding their hand as much as they want us to. And that's what we really pride ourselves on. And I feel that we do a good job.
Well, I think that's awesome.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got about a minute left here. So, Janie, I'm going to ask for your phone number in case you have any real estate or gravy questions.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, so please just call us with anything we can help with. We're happy to do that. My phone number is 505-259-0502.
And real quick, Catherine, your number?
My number is 505-463-0680.
Well, again, I want to thank you ladies for being on the show.
Well, thank you so much for having us. This was fun.
And
yeah,
Tammy,
we enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you for keeping me aligned today. And I appreciate it. Well, to our listeners, that's the end of our show. I want to thank everyone for listening. Please tune in every Saturday at 9 a.m. on 1050 KTBL. Have a great day.